Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Everyone, welcome to Dishing with Digest. I'm Stephanie Sloan, editorial director, here with Mara Levinsky, senior editor.
Hey, everyone.
Mara, I feel like we have kicked off every week of late talking about Days of Our Lives, but you know, there's a lot to discuss. So the latest news is that Melissa Reeves, who has played Jennifer on and off since 1985, is heading back to the show this Christmas. Now, you and I knew this was happening, but the tea was spilled by a fan who met Missy at an event in Nashville, and the fan reported it on Twitter. But however it came out, it's definitely welcome news for Days fam. And that is in no way a dig to Katie McLean, who stepped in for Missy when she didn't return after the lockdown hiatus, because Katie was fantastic and won a Daytime Emmy for her efforts. But there's really nothing like having the familiar face of such a beloved actress playing this beloved character. I am very excited for her to come back and visit. Now, someone we won't see back anytime soon is Peter Reckle, who played Bo. So the actor currently lives in New Zealand, which as we speak is under a lockdown, but someone impersonated him on Facebook and said he would be back to the show, which created an internet firestorm that both Peter and his wife, Kelly Moneymaker, responded to. So Peter said he misses Bo, but not enough to change how fulfilling his life is right now.
I feel like it was so obvious when we podcasted with Peter last year how content he is in the life he has in New Zealand. It's never easy for fans to swallow when a beloved actor's life path takes them in a direction away from the show and the role that made them so beloved. But as much as fans would like to see him back, I'm sure everyone does wish him well in the path he has chosen. In GH casting news, we have two goings to discuss. One is temporary. Jeannie Francis is taking a break from the show. I talked with her about it back in the spring, and she was looking forward to spending quality time with her family in Maine, but she made it very clear in a statement that she will be back and is excited for the stories that are planned for Laura when she returns in the fall. The other exit, sadly, is permanent. Riff Hutton, who joined the show in January as Lenny, is out as Lenny passed away on air last week. I interviewed him for the new issue, and he is such a sweet man, which I think really came out in his character. And I think, you know, love or hate the Nixon Falls storyline, there's no arguing that he and Joyce Guy, who plays Lenny's wife-turned-widow Phyllis, are such solid performers and have really played their parts well. We also saw a new face on the show this week in the form of Avery Kristen Pohl, who is playing Spencer's surprise girlfriend, Esme. And I think it is safe to say that she is a pot stirrer who will certainly shake things up in Port Charles's teen scene.
What I love about what GH is doing right now is featuring their teen scene. You know, it seems old school summer plotting, and it reminds me of when I started watching soaps and how connected I was to the teens, like World Turns' Lily and Dusty and Young and Restless' Cricket. You know, we could be watching some of these characters 10 years from now in adult storylines. And, you know, that's so crazy to think about. That's actually the case with one of our guests today who started on Y&R in the teen storyline. It's Hunter King, who plays Summer. And I have to say that in all the time I've monitored our sound off box, I have never seen a reaction to a couple as I have to her and our other guest today, Michael Mueller, who plays Kyle. So we first hinted at their departures from the show earlier in the summer. And since then, we have been flooded with emails from devastated fans. But even before that, we were always getting emails about their romance, the romance Kyle had with Lola, how that affected Summer and Kyle, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I feel the only other couple we've seen make this kind of impact lately is Daze's Ben and Sierra.
You're absolutely right. You know, I cover General Hospital for the magazine, and Port Charles was once such a haven of teen romance, Laura and Scotty, Stone and Robin. But in all the many years I've been covering GH, I don't think there has been a single set of young lovebirds that has really captured the interest of the audience in remotely the same way. You know, I really hope that tide turns with Spencer and Trina, who I think they've been doing such a lovely job of establishing as a young duo to watch. But the kind of response that you're talking about with Skyle and Sin is so rare. And I really think it would make any soap exec just utterly green with envy, because the proof of how infrequently it comes along is right before our eyes, in that we can only name two examples in the current landscape and would be really hard pressed to say when the last time was that one new pairing sparked this kind of interest, let alone two. Now, in both cases, you've got a heroine who is a legacy character, the daughter of a really popular couple, and I think that goes a long way toward making that character feel important from the get-go, and then you've got the audience rooting for them to find a great love of their own. And obviously, the people have spoken, and Days made the right choice with Ben, and Y&R made the right choice with Kyle. There's another element that cannot be overlooked here, which is the role that casting plays. There have been other Kyles, but it was really only once Michael was playing the character that Summer and Kyle truly started taking off on this level. You know, the chemistry has to be there. I think no amount of good writing can overcome the obstacle of chemistry not being there. But if the chemistry is good enough, I think fans will overlook all sorts of, we'll call them less than grade A storytelling.
You know, I could not agree more. But we have so much to cover today with Michael and Hunter. So let's get them on the line to talk about their decisions to leave the number one soap. Hi, Hunter. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. I could confidently say this is probably the most anticipated podcast of 2021.
Man, I think you're giving us a lot of credit, but
you're putting a lot of pressure on us. Honestly, we're not that cool.
We're not that cool in real life.
Summer and Kyle are way more fun and have way more drama in their life than I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then. It was great talking to you. We'll talk
to you. Thanks, this was really fun. So thanks for having us.
Cool. That's it. Not even a single question.
We're just taking you at your word. It's not even worth having a conversation.
That's how good this is. Okay, cool.
Okay. Well, let's start with the obvious. Michael, you've announced that you're leaving the show. Hunter, what is your status with Young and the Restless?
Well, I have to start off by saying that I love playing Summer. She's a big part of me for the last, almost a decade. I love playing Summer. I love being on the show. You know, when these things happen, there's a variety of reasons why they happen. But I do hope to always have Summer in my life in some capacity. And what that will continue to look like, I'm not quite sure yet, but I know that I hold her very near and dear to my heart. I'm not sure exactly what the future holds, but I do hope to always have her in my life in some way.
But currently, have you finished filming for now?
At the moment, I have, but you may see Summer and Kyle at some point soon.
Okay. So can you both talk about what went into your decision to go?
Michael, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. No. You know, it's funny because... you know, contract negotiations are a weird thing, and you enter into negotiations. It's time because your current contract is coming to a close. And you know, I was kind of going through the process of it all. And this, you know, I haven't been on the show as long as Hunter has. And so I had never experienced this before. And I kind of, you know, was just going through the motions, and my manager and I, we were working ourselves through it. And then I think a couple weeks into it, I was sitting there and we were about to film a scene, and Hunter, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, I was like, hey, I got to talk to you about some stuff with business stuff. And then I didn't realize she was going through negotiations at the same time. And so it kind of turned out to where I spilled everything, you know. Negotiations are a very private thing. And I was like, Hunter, this is what's happening. And I don't know, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, I kind of spilled my guts to her, and it's difficult because you love the show and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, you're so dedicated to it. I mean, it is my life. I mean, we work 50 weeks a year, 4 days a week. I mean, it's, it becomes such a piece of your life, and everyone there, they're family, you know, I hold them near and dear to my heart, every single one of them. And you know, you just kind of, you just weigh all the options, and there are so many factors that go into it that it makes it difficult. And at the end of the day, we were just trying to come to a middle ground. And you know, at this point in time, the stories were kind of coming to a close, and, for the writers, they were kind of writing it and they needed to kind of know. And at that point in time, at this point in time currently, you know, we ended up just not seeing eye to eye on certain aspects of it all. And, you know, and we decided that, this chapter is, you know, as we know it for Kyle, at least, seeing him every single day, you know, on TV, you know, it's coming to a close as we know it, but that doesn't mean that, we may see Kyle again in the future. You know, who knows what happens? I mean, really the fan support, sorry, I'm kind of long winded right now, but, I feel so strongly about it with the fans. I mean, it's incredible the outreach that the fans have. And so I think that, you know, who knows, with the fan support, maybe Kyle will be back sooner than you think.
And Hunter?
Kind of echoing everything Michael said. Yeah. That's, we were going through contract negotiations at the exact same time. Michael did wind up telling me everything that was going on with his contract negotiations. I wound up telling him everything that was going on with mine. And yeah, it's such an odd process when you're doing that. But also feeling like that's, you know, that's your family. So it's definitely weird, especially with soap operas. You know, people can be on them for so many years when other shows, they don't have such a long run. And also I just feel like I am in a stage of growth in my life in many ways. And, at this point in time, I feel like I've done a lot of growing on the show, and now I feel like it's time for me to grow in other ways and put myself in uncomfortable situations so that I can grow. And if there is ever a point where that, you know, me, getting, I don't want to use the word growth again, but more growth in my life career-wise, if that means me being back on the show, I'm not really sure yet. I'm kind of just taking it day by day and figuring things out. But yeah, I mean, who knows? You know, who knows what will happen? It was 9 years, is a long time being on one show, and I loved every second of it. So yeah, just kind of seeing what happens, seeing where life takes me right now.
So I mean,
oops, sorry, but I was just going to say, you know, we're obviously both sitting on our couches right now. So yeah. Not much is going on. So life isn't taking us very far at the moment.
Yeah, true. And I do want to say that, like Michael said, sometimes it's difficult to meet in the middle with the show. And that's with no ill will towards the show. They have to do what's best for them. We have to do what's best for us. But at the end of the day, I love everyone on that show. I cherish that time so much and all the people that I've met. I mean, even this shithead. So I've loved every second of it.
So I'm sure you've both been privy to just the outpouring of fan support and what a ginormous reaction the possibility that you might be leaving garnered online. What has that meant to you, and what was that like to be on the receiving end of?
I mean, it feels crazy. I mean, the fact that they are so supportive of Michael and I mean, they've always been so sweet to us and been so supportive. But it just doesn't even feel real sometimes. You're like, people really care about like what we've brought to the table that much. Like, you know, this doesn't translate to me. I'm like, how the hell do they care that much about my silly character or me, Hunter? But no, it feels amazing to have their support and knowing how much Kyle and Summer meant to them. And I mean, we've put so much into Summer and Kyle and their relationship. And it feels nice that they can see that and that they can feel the love that we put into the characters. So it feels good to know that your work is being recognized by the people that matter the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's insane, honestly. You know, I didn't expect much because, you know, there's been several Kyles before me, and Kyle comes and goes fairly often on the show, it kind of seems like. And I went on for three and a half years, and so I wasn't expecting much. And, you know, I'm not very active on social media. I just, my brain can't process social media. I'm just not good at it at all. And people will fight me on that. But I don't post much, but I do like to keep a pulse, and kind of flip through it every now and then. And it is extraordinary to me, the amount of love, you know, and it speaks volumes to, you know, what the writers have done, what the show has done with, you know, Summer and Kyle. And I, you know, I love every minute of it. I love getting to read, you know, about, you know, different teenagers that are watching the show with their grandma strictly for the Summer and Kyle storylines and, you know, stuff like that. Like that's, it's so heartwarming and so affirming that like, okay, like maybe we did, you know, touch some people throughout, you know, help some people along the way. I always wanted to be a musician growing up because I can't play a single instrument. I tried every instrument under the sun and I'm awful at all of them. So I became an actor. But I wanted to be a musician because I knew how I felt, how music touched me when I heard a specific song. And I wanted to do that for other people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a, you know, I was successful in that in the past 3 years. You know, I think I came in and people were questioning, you know, me as Kyle. And then, you know, I kind of won them over. And I see a lot of people of like, you know, even if you show, you know, some people say like, it doesn't matter how much support you show, like sometimes the studio or the show doesn't listen to the fans and blah, blah, blah. And in reality, they really do because they've really written this in a way that touches lives and really kind of translates to everybody. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to the beginning. What do you remember about the first time you met?
Yeah, I was excited to meet my new Kyle. Michael had been there for how long had you been there before I came back?
Two, maybe 3 months.
Okay, yeah. So it already felt like he was already in the swing of things. He already made his friends, and now I'm coming in. I'm hoping to score his friendship, but I wasn't sure if he was even interested now because he's already made a bunch of friends on the show. But no, I remember meeting Michael, and instantly we kind of clicked. I mean, at least I thought so. we've kind of always had this really weird banter, even from the beginning. I definitely think it grew into much more of a stronger friendship. But even from the very beginning, I felt very comfortable enough to give him shit. And that's when you know something is real. If I feel comfortable enough to talk crap to someone, that's my love language. So yes. So we were like instant friends. And then, friendship grew over time and I just made him become my friend. I didn't really give him a choice in the matter. Sorry. That's
yeah. I disagree with all of that. we're not friends. Who are you again? What?
Sorry. I have your name in my phone as Summer Newman.
You play Mariah? What? It's funny. I remember shortly after Hunter returned to the show, I think you told me something of like, you know, the only other person I give this much crap to is my sister. That means that, you know, this is real. This means something. You know, and so, you know, I was honored in that moment, which translated into, I mean, Hunter and I were best friends. I mean, you know, she has a special place in my heart, but, I remember being very nervous when I found out she was coming back and I knew that I was, about to meet her because she had been on the show for a long time and she was returning and everyone loved her and she had won Emmys. And, I mean, no one had a bad thing to say about her and everybody was so excited. I remember Melissa Orway, I was standing next to Melissa when they told us that she was coming back. And I hope Melissa remembers this story, but, Melissa, she goes, they told us and Melissa goes, "Oh my God, we'll share a dressing room. I don't care. She can have my dressing room. We just need Hunter back." And so, and I've known Melissa since I was 18. And so I was like, okay, cool. So if you're in love with her, then she's the real deal. So, yeah. So I was honestly kind of nervous. I didn't know what to expect.
That's the nicest thing he's ever said about me. Really?
That's true. That's true.
So what were your first impressions of each other? Do you remember after all the hype, I guess, on both sides?
You know, it's funny because I think our first, we like met and we blocked the scenes because our first scenes together were you crashed like the nightclub party on the rooftop. And I was there with Mariah, Kyle was there with Mariah. And you walk in and, you know, like take over the microphone or dance floor or something like that. And I remember blocking those scenes, like we blocked them and then started to film them. And so I hadn't really had much interaction with you yet. And you know, a lot of people don't know, when you see like a dancing scene in the, you know, in a nightclub and there's people dancing on the dance floor, it's silent on set. There's no music. So you're dancing to nothing, right? And so it's so awkward. It's so, oh my God, it's the weirdest surreal experience. And I just remember she comes in, busts into the, you know, the rooftop. And I think Mariah and I are like dancing on the dance floor to nothing. And we had said like three words to each other and she's watching me just dance with no music. And I was mortified. I was like, can this end? And I forget who was directing, but they were like, we need to do the dancing part over again. Our shots weren't right. And I'm like, please just do something else, please.
Oh, see, that lines up because I was going to say when my first impression of Michael was, God, he's a horrible dancer.
But the thing is, I am a terrible dancer. I'm not a dancer at all.
Don't let him fool you. Do you remember the scenes when you had to do your magic mic striptease and they made you do it again because it was too much the first time around? Yeah, don't let him fool you. There, you can dance.
There's a cut of that that's too dirty somewhere. They made me redo it.
You have to find it, by the way. We're going to get Matt Cain on that. Matt Cain. getting you on that. Yeah, I do remember how awkward those scenes were, which I don't know if you're going to agree with this because you know like a very specific side of me. But I would say I'm kind of more of like an introvert. And then when I get to know people, that's like when I become more of an extrovert. And on set, like all of those people are kind of like my family. So I'm very comfortable around them and like to be silly and whatever, like crazy. But coming back, I was so nervous because it had been a while since I had been on set with all of these people. I don't like public speaking and you guys were dancing. I had to grab the microphone and like say some kind of like, let's get this party started, everyone. And all, you know, the extras and everyone on set look at Summer horrified and my voice was shaking. So you were nervous. I was nervous. And I remember thinking that you seemed kind of nervous and I seemed kind of nervous. It was just a shit show. And luckily, I think we both kind of blocked that out for a while until now. So thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, memories. Like,
this person is never going to be friends with me. Because who wants to be friends with a person that can't dance? No one does, basically.
No, that's how you know you're good.
Because that's why I'm alone in my apartment and my dog's licking my toes. That's why. So
no silent discos in Hunter and Michael's off-screen future.
You know what's so funny is when you are acting and you're in the middle of a scene and it doesn't matter, like there's something happening in the scene that's more than conversational, right? Whether you're silent disco dancing or you're grabbing a microphone and yelling, let's get this party started to no one, or or you're screaming and crying and all this kind of stuff. You never think about the person or the actors in the scene. You know, you don't get embarrassed with the actors. You know they're there to make the best product possible, the best scene possible. So they're in it with you. They're going to believe it with you. You, when you're in a scene and you do something that's more than conversational, in the back of your mind, you're thinking about the camera guy and the sound guy and the props guy. You're thinking about the crew. You never think about the actors. So I don't remember her voice quivering or anything like that. I just remember going, oh, Chico behind the camera is thinking I am the most embarrassing person in the world. You know, like that's all you're thinking about.
Yeah, it is true. There is something like your friends, you're like, okay, they get this. They know that this is hard and like that this is nerve wracking. But yeah, all the cameramen and sound guys and everyone, you're like, oh God, they must think I'm such shit. Like they must think so that is true.
Now, there had been obviously previous Kyles, but when Kyle and Summer got together with Michael playing the role, it was just took on a whole new life. So, Hunter, at what point did you realize that this was working maybe in a way differently than it had in the past?
Is it weird to say instantly? No. Like, I kind of just knew instantly with Michael. There's like very few people in my life that I... Like I said, I'm kind of more of an introvert. You wouldn't know that. But I'm kind of more of an introvert. So it's not super easy for me to connect with someone very like on a deep level like that right away. There's very few people that I feel comfortable with right away. And there's something about Michael that I just felt really comfortable with. I don't know if it's that instant like bond or this banter that we created. But I felt very comfortable with him. And I think that kind of showed on screen. I think that maybe that's the fans could feel that like comfortability between the two of us. So yeah, I guess I'd say instantly.
Well, it's funny.
Yeah, Kai. I like the other Summers better, honestly. I think.
I want to see myself out. You guys have a nice chat.
Wait, have there, I don't know this. I'll be honest in this, you know, people may get mad at me for this. Have there been other Summers?
So you don't care about me at all, do you? You don't give a shit. Do you not remember when they had another Summer come in to replace me when I couldn't be there? You don't recall that. Great, great, great.
Oh, yes. No, that, hey, whoa, you're taking that the wrong way. You should look at it as there is no other Summer. You are the only Summer.
Oh, wow. You, way to really spin that. That was good. Good save, yeah.
And I think that's how the fans see it, yes. You know, there have been other Summers, but there's only one Summer.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael. It was so sweet.
So it's funny to me that you brought up the striptease because we actually had a question about that Magic Mike moment. Because it was in an interview with Digest that you did last year, a joint interview, that you sort of said that you feel that day brought you closer together as friends because Michael realized... We've got no choice but to be close because I'm about to embarrass myself quite a bit in front of her. 100%. So I'd love to hear, you know, what you each remember about that day and how many beers Michael had after it was done.
That's amazing. It's funny is I remember, this doesn't make me look good as an actor, but I remember getting to set that morning and going, wait, that scene's today, right? and being in my dressing room, knowing I had like not long, I think if I remember correctly, we shot it in the morning at some point. And I remember, like I said just before, I can't dance. We had already done the silent disco, and I knew I couldn't dance. And so I knew that, like, this is about to be a striptease, and I can't, my body just doesn't move. It's awkward. And I remember sitting in my dressing room trying to connect to Wi-Fi, and I'd never seen Magic Mike either. And so I'm like on YouTube searching Magic Mike and just like watching Channing Tatum and be like, okay, I think I can do that. And like, I think I can take my shirt off in that way. And like, and like, depending on how close they let me get to her, like, I think I could do that. And then we get out there and I am mortified the entire time. And then at a certain point, no matter how scared you are as an actor, because let's be honest, like, as actors, I guess there's a certain breed of actor that never gets scared, but like, every actor I know gets terrified, and I get terrified before anything, any scene that would make me uncomfortable or anything I have to do that's out of the ordinary. But I think that's, you know, part of the fun of it. That's why I do it. And at a certain point you just go, I'm doing this, whether I like it or not, I got to go for it. And you just lose yourself in it. And we did it, and I lost myself in it, and they called cut and told me it was too dirty for daytime. And we had to do it again. That's what I remember about that. And that's when we became very close on my books.
That was definitely a turning point in our friendship. I honestly felt bad for the guy. Like, before it started, I was like, man, I wouldn't want to be him. This sucks. So, you know,
it's so much fun when you're opposite of an actor that has to do something embarrassing. It's amazing. So much fun.
Best day of my life, by the way. Best day of my life. Yeah, I read it and I was like, man, this is gonna be fun for me, not fun for him. And then he did the first take and I could not stop laughing. I felt bad. I wasn't like, I don't know how to be sexy in real life. And I wasn't like, you know, like, ooh, I was dying laughing the whole time. I was like, I don't think that's like being a really good scene partner for him. I'm not really helping him out. But it was organic, the laugh. And then they told him that it was too much. And I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So, then he had to do it again, and it again made my day. So now I never have a need to go to a strip club because I had a personal striptease for Michael twice. It was the best day. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was great. I'm going, I think the directors, like, at that day, that I remember we finished it, and then they called a 5-minute break, and the director came out and one of the producers, and we're like, we got to do it again. It was too dirty. And I'm looking at the director, and I'm going, well, then you got to direct me, like, help me with this. And they didn't know. They're like, I don't know. How do you direct?
Can you remind me, if I don't remember which one aired, like which moves made airtime. But when you took your shirt off and you kind of like did like a squeegee between your legs, did that one make it on air?
No comment.
Like, you know, whipping the shirt around in between the legs, like squeegee. It was a great move, and I took mental note. Like, oh, if I ever give a striptease, I will use that.
Yeah. So I'm on that 5-minute break, just trying to like choreograph an entire new scene. I'm like, can we do this? Does that work? Did you like that?
Oh my gosh. Well, the dynamic between Summer and Kyle changed when Lola entered the mix. So what do you remember about Sasha Colley's introduction and working with her and that triangle, which became very, very much of a point of contention between fans?
It did. Yeah, they were like down the line, Team Cole or Team Kyle.
Was it Summer who? Summer who?
All right, well, we'll start with you then, Michael.
Michael.
You know, I gotta say that to show a little Cola fan base love. They're amazing as well. I'm fortunate enough where I'm fortunate enough where I get to experience the love from both sides. You know, it's amazing. you know, Sasha was fun. Sasha, we got to do things that I hadn't done on Young and Restless before. And, you know, as far as like us doing the cooking stuff, and we were always like, we always had prop food and drinks, and like, it was fun. And it was just, you know, the Summer and Kyle at the time were so kind of butting heads and like in love with each other, but like that kind of angsty love of like, I love you, but I hate you, but I love you because I hate you, and I hate you because I love you. And, you know, that whole thing. And then the Lola thing came in, and it was so such a, like a love story and fun and easy. And it was like, it was two different dynamics, and it was so fun to play. And Sasha, you know, played it beautifully, and she was lovely. And I don't know. I love both parts of it. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
I mean, I liked it because it gave me someone else to work with besides you. I liked it for that reason. but no, Sasha was amazing. I think it's a toss-up. I don't know, Michael. What do you think? Between Melissa Ordway and Sasha, who has the more contagious laugh between the two of them? It's a hard one.
I don't know. It's hard to even compare because they're both so unique and so amazing at the same time.
Yeah. You don't even know what they're talking about, and you hear one of them laugh and you just start laughing too because it's like the cutest thing. But it definitely added a really fun dynamic, adding Sasha to the mix and creating this love triangle, and something that Kyle and Summer hadn't really gone through before. We had gone through them breaking up and moving away and coming back together and just family dynamics, but we had never added another person to the mix. So I thought it was really fun to play. Just gave us something different. Again, Sasha was so much fun and always willing to play around with the scenes. And so, yeah, team Cola really came for me, but it's okay. We're past that now. But it was a really fun chapter in the Summer and Kyle story.
Sorry, team Cola, but Kyle and Lola did split, and Summer and Kyle got back together, and the Skyle fans went wild. So was it fun to be on the receiving end of just like so much love from the audience at that time and to follow along with their reaction as it was happening on screen?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was so much fun. I, like Michael said, I'm not big, like huge on social media, but especially watching on Twitter, like if they'd like post a picture of like the three of us, like the Young and the Restless, and like watching the comments of who's team Cola, and they're like, blue hearts for team Cola, purple hearts for team Skyle. And I'd be like racking the comments, and I'm like, oh, really? Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. It's evening out now. But no, it was fun to kind of watch the fans go crazy and like kind of fight over who they liked more and knowing which dynamics they liked between the two of us. But I thought it was super fun.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think it got to a point where like, I don't know. I don't remember if it was Cola or Skyle, but one of the teams were trying to get other teams fans blocked on Twitter. It became kind of, you know, crazy, to be honest. But you know, at the end of the day, it's like, I try not to dive too deep, but you know, I read, you know, somewhere one time that the worst thing is to just not care. Like to dislike something is better than just not caring, you know? And so, whether you love or you hate Skyle or Cola, there was so much love and dislike on both ends of the spectrum that it told us that it was fun. It told us that like all of us are doing something right. We have everyone, you know, captured in this storyline, and they're feeling something from it, you know, and that's the goal. And I think it really divided fans, but it gave everyone, as far as the fans go, a lane to be in. You know, it depending on what you were looking for in your stories, you got it from one of them. And that was the fun part. And seeing that on Twitter and that response on, you know, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, that, you know, brought a lot of joy to my heart.
After Lola was out of the picture. Skyle had reunited, but then more recently, Tara came into the picture. So first of all, Michael, during that arc, your character had to kind of turn a blind eye to her manipulations. And how did you approach playing that?
You kind of have to, a lot of times as an actor, really find something. You have to justify everything. Like if you're the supervillain, right? And you want to destroy the world, you have to understand that you have to find a way to believe that you're right in that as the actor. You know, you can't judge it, right? So I could never judge Kyle for anything he does. You got to find the right, you know, why he views it that way and what fuels him. And as far as approaching it in that way and just turning a blind eye to the manipulations, I latched onto Harrison and the son, the whole son aspect, and the long lost son, the one son he didn't know he had, and his, that running parallel with him and Jack, Kyle and his dad. And so I used Harrison that anytime Harrison was involved in the conversation, all, you know, my guards were down and it was just, you know, outpouring love. You know, I didn't see anything besides love for Harrison and what was best for Harrison. And that's what I chose to kind of pursue to be able to not fully see Tara's manipulations.
Well, there was so much excitement when Kyle showed up in Milan and swept Summer off of her feet. Were you excited to play that? And what can you share about what it was like to film?
I think that it was like exciting to read that, like, I'm trying to think of like, here's a good moment to compare it to. I'm obsessed with the show Friends.
I was about to say, this is going to be a Ross Rachel moment. Yes.
You knew what I was putting down. You could feel it. Yes. When he's like, oh my God, did she get on the plane? Listening to like his voicemail. And then she walks in, she's like, I didn't get on the plane. It was kind of like that, where I was reading the script, like flipping the pages. And when he's like, she hears a knock on the door, and I was like, oh my God. And then what happens? Who is it? I put the page, even though like, I kind of already know what's going to happen. I was so excited to read it. Like just being like, even like a fan of the show. I was like, oh my God. And then when Kyle shows up and he's like, I'm here to take you home, and they meet and they kiss. I was like, oh my God, they do? Like so excited for that moment. Cause it was such a big moment to happen for the two of them. And we kept waiting for it to happen. When we'd get a new script, we're like, so are we reunited yet? Or like, so what's going to happen? Do we know yet? So I felt excited to read that they finally got to come together, and I wasn't sure how that was going to be written. What are they going to do with the characters? But then to see them kind of have like their little happy ending together. We've been waiting for that moment for so long. So it was nice to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted it to be a happy ending. I wanted them to ride off into the sunset, because I think one, you know, for the fans, I think it's fun for them, and they've, you know, poured so much love and, you know, and time and investment into it that you want to give them, you know, an ending that they enjoy and they like. And a lot of times when actors, you know, leave soaps, I've noticed, at least, it's a rocky ending, you know, not from a writing standpoint, but for the character, it's rocky and they leave town or they run away or they, you know, heaven forbid, die, or, you know, there's always like, it's more often than not a very dramatic, sad ending. And so I love that, you know, Kyle and Summer finally got what they wanted. And that we got the happy ending for sure. It's fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, what was it like to film your final scenes together for now? How did you approach them? What were you upset or happy? What was it like?
I think we both kept looking at each other going, this feels so weird. Like just throughout the day, like the last like 2 days. I know I kept saying that and I kept thinking that. I was holding back tears the entire last day. I just kind of felt very surreal. The day before our last day, for now. Just like you're like, couldn't, you didn't want to accept it. You're like, it still doesn't feel real. Still doesn't feel real until that day, you know, when everyone's coming up to you on set and stuff. But yeah, it just, it was strange. I'm so happy that the scenes, like Michael said, they were so sweet, and it was such a happy ending between the two of us that we got to have that moment. It wasn't like some tumultuous like breakup that we left, you know, on bad terms. So it was sweet to have like my sidekick by my side and going through that together. It made it really sweet and nice. I really liked how it ended.
Yeah, for sure. It's you don't want to have to, you know, scream at your sidekick on the last day. That's not fun.
That would suck.
although, you know, because you're so sad that, you know, it is your last day, it's far easier because everything is just right there behind the eyes. You know, it's right there. It's right there on the surface. Those emotions are right there if you need them. It's actually harder to play happy in that moment because you're fighting off the tears and you're supposed to look like you're, you know, loving it. But, you know, as far as, you know, our final scenes, it was funny filming them because one, you know, we obviously filmed Milan our last day, the both of us in Milan our last day. One, I remember it was hilarious because Hunter was debating on how do you say, was it?
Oh.
Momento. But with the Italian accent.
And I could not say it. And everyone on set was like, it's un momento. And you just see me, un momento. Wait, what? Like the whole time.
Definitely lighten the mood. That was great. And so that was fun. And then honestly, we actually filmed the FaceTime, the video call scenes last. And that is the, do you think silent dancing's hard? Video calls.
Those are so hard.
Video calls are just as awkward as well because you look right into the lens of the camera. And so it was kind of weird because, you know, I mean, Graham, we are sitting next to each other, but there's no one across from us. And so we're just looking at a camera, our final scenes. And so it's a very, you know, it's bizarre, but at least, you know, we're sitting on the same couch and getting to kind of nudge each other with an elbow and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And then looking over behind the camera where you have Michelle and Peter and Joshua, like all together reading the stuff for us. And then like, during video calls and all of like phone calls, you're supposed to leave a lot of space in between lines for editing. And so, you know, one of them would forget their line and think it was someone else's turn to speak. And there'd be like a long pause and, oh yeah. And we'd just be sitting there like waiting so awkwardly. So it was awkward, but it was still fun because I got to work with you. So I'm being too nice.
Awkward and fun very much seems to be the running theme of your working relationship.
Oh, that's, I think those are the perfect two words to describe it. Awkward and fun.
Okay, so we solicited fan questions from YNR viewers for the two of you, and we were flooded with questions, I think it's fair to say. So let's get into some of them. I'm going to start with one from Barbara, who wants to know what your favorite Kyle and Summer moments have been.
That's a tough question. It's like obviously like a question that people would ask, though. You'd think that like I would have thought of an answer. Michael, do you have one yet? I'm just trying to bounce.
Oh, yeah. No. You know, the first one that comes to mind, and I don't know why this one came to mind first, but it must mean that I really enjoyed it, was when we got our first divorce and you threw the glass at me as I was walking out of the Abbott living room.
Man, that was a good moment.
That was a great moment because you got to throw a glass at me and you threw it way too early and it shattered as I was closing the door and like pieces of glass flew out after me.
Yeah. I told you it was an accident.
Truth be told.
Yeah, exactly. That one was fun. What else? We've gotten to do some fun stuff. Scenes, I loved like when we would have four or five scenes in a row of like the San Francisco hotel room that comes to mind. When we had our first kiss when I was still married to Lola. Mm-hmm. And we had just, you know, we had just had a meeting that went great and we were celebrating. And it's when you have four or five scenes that really flow really well and allows you to really get connected and really have fun and explore, you know, over the course of, you know, those scenes where it's not just like a one-off scene that, you know, is two pages or, you know, 15 lines and it's over so quickly. You can really dive into it, invest in it as the actor. And those are the fun times. I, you know, whether they were happy or sad, those were the fun moments I had, you know, I had with you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that those were always the most fun is when we really got to get a flow going. I especially loved, and I can't necessarily pinpoint one because we did have quite a few that we would be working in like the Jabot office. It was a fun dynamic between Kyle and Summer when they were together, but also working with one another. And the writers did such a good job of making it like a fun working relationship, but you could also see that like their dynamic together, they were couples, they're like still kind of flirty and bantery and would be able to finish each other's sentences and thoughts. And we're always on the same page and just clicked so well. That I felt like the writers just did such a good job of bringing their relationship into work. And even if like someone I feel like was flipping the channels, they would be able to feel like if they didn't know what was going on, that we were in a work environment, but we had a really special bond. And I always thought that those scenes were so much fun to get to play. Especially, I think there was like one scene where I was supposed to be making, like throwing trash into a trash can and I could not make one. They're like, just make one and then celebrate. And then that's it. I could not make one. And I remember you were making fun of me because I couldn't make any. And then the whole scenes that followed that, that's like one of the memories that I have. But yeah, I loved our working relationship. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, we have Michelle who has two questions for Michael, who she refers to as the hottest guy in Soapland. So one, who do you wish you had gotten to work with more on the show? And two, would you be open to doing another soap?
First off, the hottest guy in Soapland is Detective Harrison Chase, Josh Swickard on General Hospital. He totally is a better looking dude. Okay. So first question is who would I have wished I got to work with more? It's easy. Hunter is pointing to herself right now. For the viewers, we're on camera right now, and I see you. Totally Brighton James Von Hamilton. I love Brighton. Brighton is awesome, and I always thought it would be very cool for Kyle and Devon to have like a bro relationship. That was the one thing that I always wished that Kyle found on the show was like a best friend kind of thing. And, like the hottest guy in Soapland, Josh Swickard, I think he has a good friend in Chad Duell, and Michael and, Chase. I think they're buddies on the show as far as I know.
Spoiler alert, that's not going so well right now. There's a cheating scandal, but continue. We get your point overall.
Okay. I'm misinformed. I'm gonna have to call Josh after this and see how he's doing. I always wanted that, like that best friend buddy buddy thing, and Kyle and Mariah had that, but I think it would have been fun for Devon and Kyle to have that as well. So I would have loved to work with him more. And then the second question is, would I be open to doing another soap? Never say never, but Young and Restless is my home. You know, they're my family, and I'm all for like, you know, Michelle's been on different soaps. Eileen's been on different soaps, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, Peter, you know, I'm all for it, but I'm so new to this in the soap world that like, and I'm so loyal as a person that I just love Young and Restless. Never say never though. I wouldn't count it out, but I just love my people at YNR.
Michael, Chase needs a new best friend. So you might need to rethink your loyalty. Just saying.
Yes, I just scared my dog. Just scared the crap out of my dog. yes, Josh and I have talked about this. We have discussed this, and that what if there is a world that Chase and whoever I would play on General Hospital, I don't even know of a character, we're best friends, and we got to be best friends on the show and best friends in real life, and we went to work together, and you know, it would be fun. Like, that's all we want. You know, I mean, Josh and I have done interviews before, but like, we had every same part-time job. We went from job to job together, like, you know, kind of get started. I mean, we've known each other since 18, and sure enough, we got on soaps together. Like, we just do life together. So it would be fun.
Okay, so we have a question from Jeep Gal, who says, are you two as close as you appear to be in the photos we see? You look like you are best of friends.
No.
I crack myself up sometimes. No, absolutely not. I don't like him at all.
Hardy har har. What's not to like? What's not to like? Come on.
I don't know. Michael, do you want to answer that question?
Sure. Duh. yeah. It's, you know, it's just, it's fun. Because Hunter and I have become such best friends that it is, you know, very similar. If Josh, you know, Detective Harrison Chase got a best friend out of me on General Hospital, it's fun when you just know someone so well that, like, you just see it, whether it's in a photo or on screen, you just see the comfortability there, and it adds another layer, adds another element. And so yes, we are
Close. And, we are as close as we seem.
Well, Despina, who says how proud she is to be a part of Skyle Nation, says that she wants to see the two of you skyrocket to fame and wonders if you see yourselves working on a project outside of YNR together.
I mean, that's all we've ever talked about is we're like, yeah, we come as a unit now. wherever we go, we're a package deal. So I don't know what that looks like in future projects, but anyone's listening, if you hire Michael, you get me too. Yeah, no, that would be like the most fun. I mean, right? Like, getting to work with someone that you have known for a while and that you've grown so close with. I feel like that's every actor's dream, is to be able to continue to work with people that they've worked with before and people that they're super close with. So yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. And just continue to work, period. You know, that's cool too.
Wow. Awesome. Love that for you. Great.
That's, you know, that's sweet. That's like, for me, that's one of the biggest compliments, you know, one that, you know, you want to see us on something else together because, you know, you enjoyed us so much on one project. You want to see us do something else together because, you know, I mean, that's a huge compliment. And the fact that, like, that people see you in other, like, can imagine you in other things is a huge compliment as an actor. You know, if they only see you on one show and they're like, that's it, like, good luck, you know, that, you know, that they don't believe in you that much. And it's very sweet that that they say, you know, want to see you in something else. I think it's a huge compliment. So yeah. Thank you.
All right. Nomi wants to know, Hunter, if you would have liked to have played a pregnancy story for Summer.
Oh my God. Thank you, Nomi. I feel seen. I feel heard. I asked so many times if I could be pregnant on the show because I love babies in real life. And I just wanted to work with a freaking baby. Never. It never happened. So when Mariah got to be pregnant, I was freaking pissed. I'm waiting 9 years for this moment. Honestly, I say that it's because I love babies, and it partially is. But I also love to snack. I'm a snacker. And it'd be nice to wear like the pregnant belly and not have to worry about if my pants are going to be tight or if, you know, my belly pooch is going to stick out in a dress, because it'll have to be there anyway. You know, it'll just add to the effect. So that was another reason why I would have loved that. But yeah, nope, never happened. So never say never, you know, who knows. But yes, I'm livid that I didn't get to play that.
Ashley has a few questions. The first of which is, what was the best part of playing Summer and Kyle individually?
Well, for me, it was being a part of the Abbott family. You know, and getting to work with Peter so closely. I mean, Peter is such an amazing guy, and him and I have built a lifelong friendship. And you know, Jason Thompson and Eileen and Beth and the Abbott family is really close. We have a text chain, and you know, and we all text and stuff like that. It's a little family text chain, and so getting to work with them also really, you know, I feel as if I was the first like young adult Kyle. A lot of the Kyles were of teenager, you know, oriented towards the teenager kind of feel. And I felt as if I got to play a lot of things that are very coming of age for an adult. And your first experience, this is the first time you've experienced this as an adult and having to make adult decisions. And that is fun because, you know, that's not too far off from where I am as a person. Or, you know, I had just been through that when I had started the show. I mean, I started the show when I was 26. And so, you know, I kind of was going through a lot of those same questions. And so that was an amazing part, of being, you know, of being Kyle. And then also just like his shenanigans of digging up graves and, you know, skinny dipping and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's so much fun as well. Like, I feel like I got to do stunts. Like, they're not really stunts, but I feel like I got to do stunts.
I guess I'd say some of the favorite parts about playing Summer for me was that I felt like I got to grow a lot with her. She went through a lot of change throughout the time that I was on the show. From being, yeah, like that angsty teenager to a rebellious young adult to kind of coming into her own and growing up and having a new appreciation for life and for her loved ones. And that was just a really fun arc to play. I never felt like stagnant. I always felt like there was some kind of change going on with Summer. And that's always fun as an actor to play that, because it's, you know, how it is in real life. You know, you just, at least for me, like, I'm always trying to grow and better myself. And I feel like Summer at times, yeah, was also trying to do that. So that was a really fun part of getting to play her. And then kind of like echoing what Michael said, just getting to work with so many amazing people, whether it was, I mean, I made some good friends with the crew. We would, like, me and Ricky, one of our sound guys, we'd constantly flip each other off secretly when I was on set. I mean, Peter really is such an amazing guy. I've asked Peter, I think, 10 times if he would adopt me as his daughter in real life. I'm still waiting to hear back. kind of, you know, leaves it open-ended. Like, sure, I'll talk to Mary Ellen. Okay, whatever. But I do love Peter so much. You know, getting to work with Melissa on Hollywood Heights and then on this show and having that friendship with her and her family now. Just, yeah, I made some lifelong friends, and I'm going to be forever grateful for that.
And the second part of her question is, what is your favorite thing about each other?
Ooh, interesting.
her giving me crap warms my heart, because I know it's her love language. And so when she gives me crap, I know that she actually is enjoying my company. And yeah, so, you know, and you also, everyone needs that person in their life that just brings them down a notch. And she's that person for me.
Wow. That's a beautiful answer. I love that.
That is the funny part, but the root of that is I enjoy, you know, our banter and how, you know, comfortable we are with each other and, you know, how we can just make each other laugh, you know, without saying anything, you know, and that is priceless for sure. That's definitely my favorite part, that we just have an easy, it's just an easy, comfortable banter constantly.
Yeah, that was nice. I'd say my favorite part about Michael is, God, I gotta sort through because there's not much. I guess I'd say my favorite thing about you is how you make me feel. I feel so comfortable when I'm around you, and I feel like I get to be the most authentic version of myself when I'm with you. So, I don't really, there's very few people in my life that I feel like that with, and you bring that out of me. So that's my favorite part about you.
I love that.
What you bring out of me, so thanks.
I love that too. That's so sweet. I love that.
All right. Elizabeth has a question, and it is, what would you like for your characters in the future?
Pregnant. I'm just kidding.
Which one of you?
What'd you say? Wait, what'd you say? I couldn't hear you. Right. But that, you know, it's funny, as I was going to say, I know what her answer is.
Yeah. I don't know. I want a little Skyle baby. I think that'd be so fun.
What about a Skyle wedding? That was also a very good question.
I would love a Skyle wedding. I mean, you know, preferably. It doesn't matter which one comes first. You know, it's 2021.
Right. Maybe like a week long special event, Skyle edition, Skyle wedding. You know, but it can be dramatic. She can already have the Skyle baby, so it's like,
yeah,
we'll be, you know, out of wedlock, and you know, something like that.
Or she could be pregnant and have it right after they say I do. There's so many ways to go here.
The baby
could interrupt the wedding. I feel like that hasn't been done before.
She has a baby at the altar.
Genius. My water breaks, I can't get to the hospital, the contractions are just so bad, she has to give birth in her wedding gown. I mean, we're on this. Let's contact the writers. I'll give them a minute for this.
Oh, man. Oh, dear.
Okay, now, Anne P., who I hope she's not upset if I say this, emails me every day, twice a day, wants to know what you've been up to since you're not on YNR at the moment and what you see yourself doing in the near future.
I just got back from visiting my sister. She's filming a movie. So I was visiting her in Europe. So that was really fun. I don't know, just traveling now that we can a little bit, but safely, obviously. Auditioning for stuff, just kind of using this as a time to really grow in all aspects of life and knowing that good things come from being uncomfortable. So just remembering that, and even if you're feeling low and not sure what's going to happen next in life, but using it as fuel to keep going. Yeah, that's my answer. Yeah. Michael, you want to go?
Yeah, no, I was in Georgia for a little while, you know, and just kind of just enjoying the time off. I was just talking shortly before this, since I was 22, I've worked a minimum of 4 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Young and Restless gave me, you know, we have two weeks a year off. And then Young and Restless, we work 4 days a week, and my other job, I was working 6 days a week, 365 days a year. And so it's the first time in my adult life, for sure, that I've just gotten to like chill and, you know, not really know what's going to come tomorrow. And so that's been amazing. It's something I haven't experienced before. And so I was in Georgia for a little while, and I'm just enjoying, you know, not doing much. I feel like I'm on vacation for the first time. And really, you know, I feel like it's been months since we filmed our final scenes. But really it's been like 6 weeks.
I know.
So it hasn't been that much time.
No, it really hasn't, but it does feel like the days when you're not working, you're like, I'm gonna sweep
the
balcony as a fun activity.
days go by so slow. Days go by so slow. I mean, naturally, you know, I know Hunter said that she's auditioning. I'm auditioning as well. You know, and obviously looking for other, you know, other work and other projects. But, you know, I am enjoying just having time to myself. It's really, really nice. I think I've finished a book a week since I, you know, left the show, and I moved, and, you know, that kind of stuff. Really good too.
So the number one question that we've received again and again and again from Sky Elf fans is, are you open to returning? I think you've both made clear that you consider YNR your home and the people there your family. And even if you're not going to be there full time, you know, any possibility that we might get a visit from the two of you?
I'm definitely open to coming back and popping in for a visit. And I think that you will see Summer and Kyle, you know, make a visit from Italy sometime soon.
I am always open, you know, to coming back. You know, no matter where you call home, you got to go on vacation. So if we're calling Milan home, then we got to come on vacation to the United States. So maybe there'll be a little vacation to Genoa City sometime soon. Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay. Well, that sounds encouraging. That's all I'm going to say. now, before we let you go, we'd love to just give each of you the floor to talk directly to your fans who are listening and who have been so loyal and vocal in their support for both of you. So, Hunter, do you want to start?
It's weird. I feel like I don't know you guys, but I do feel like I know you. You've been so supportive and so amazing to both me and Michael throughout the years, and just made me feel so loved and just so supported. And knowing that you guys are happy with what we've brought to the characters, whether that being Summer, Kyle, Skyle, Cola, all the different teams. I just love hearing your feedback and knowing that you're liking what we're giving you. And I'm just so appreciative for the love for all the years, getting to grow up with Summer since I was 18 has been such a wild ride and such a big part of my life. And I'm just so grateful for all of you. And man, it's weird. It's so weird. I feel like you guys are also part of my family. You are encompassed in the YNR family. The fans are part of that. So thank you for being my family for the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm. And I love y'all. I love each and every one of you. And I want to thank you for all the support, you know, and it's when I made a, you know, an announcement that I was leaving the show, and my social medias were flooded with comments from you. And, you know, taking the time to go through them, I was constantly brought to tears. I just want to thank you. And we wouldn't be here without you. You know, and you constantly giving us that level of communication, that many comments, that many tweets, it tells us that, you know, whatever we've done, whatever I've done, whatever Hunter's done, on the show has spoken to you. And like I said earlier in this podcast, you know, and that was my goal for getting into this, is giving a feeling that someone else has given me before. And so I feel like if in some way my iteration of Kyle has, you know, spoken to you, given a feeling, you know, then that's why I did this. And that's success in my eyes. And so thank you. And I love you so much. And I hope to meet you and see you in Genoa City one day. Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. I mean, thank you both so much. To say this has been delightful would be an understatement, but we're so happy that you joined us today, and certainly look forward to seeing what you do next, and hopefully someday seeing you back in Genoa City.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having us. This was so much fun. It was nice to like kind of go through the memories again.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was so much fun. It was incredible. I'm glad we got to do this. I know that we kind of talked about it before, and I'm glad we got to make it happen. Hopefully everyone loves it.
I'm sure they will. Well, have a great day. And again, hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Hunter King and Michael Mueller for being our guests. If you like this podcast, please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to pick up a new issue on sale now and come back next week for another podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.